So let's review. The Gemara continues the discussion of various statements, whether they are effective. The second half of the Mishnah at the bottom of the previous daf taught three statements that are not effective. Karban loy eichalach, ha karban sha eichalach, loy karban loy eichalach, mutter. And the Ran explains, karban loy eichalach, mutter, as a shvu it's not effective, because b'chaye karban mishtabeah. He's swearing by the animal's life, which is not a shvu. As a neder, it's not effective because he's saying karban yehe mashaloi oichel mishalach, that which he does not eat shall be like a karban, which implies but that which he does eat is not prohibited, which is not a neder. Ha karban sha'oichelach mutter. With the hey as a separate word, this statement can only be understood as a shvua, and it is not effective because mashma b'chaye karban mishtabeya. Le karban loi oichelach mutter. As Duran has the girsel, like la carbon with the lamed as a pasach, and certainly according to the girsa loy carbon, this statement can only be understood as a neder, and it's not effective because he's saying that which he does not eat shall not be like a carbon, and the only way this can be a neder is by implication that which he does eat is like a carbon and prohibited. However, this Mishnah remeyerhi de lo yamrina machlalav atashmehen. Mishnah here teaches three statements of shvua that are effective. Zak the Mishnah. Shvua loy oichelach, ha shvua shoichelach, loy shvua loy oichelach, aser. And the Ran explains, when a person makes a shvua in which he says shvua loy oichelach, aser, because mashma b'shvua loy oichelach, his intention is to impose a shvua that he will not eat from his friend. When he states ha shvua shoichelach, aser, because loy mashma b'chayi karbon, people do not mean chayi karbon when they say ha shvua. When he states loy shvua loy oichelach aser because amrin machlala v'tishmehen. Regarding shvuos, Reb Meir holds that a negative statement does imply a positive statement for shvuos, which are isur gavra. The Gemara questions a stira in which our Mishnah rules that shvua shoichelach aser because deloy achilna mashma. These words shvua shoichelach mean I swear that I will not eat. However, from the Mishnah Masechta Shvuos, which states shoichel b'shaloy oichel. Shachalti b'shloi chalti, it seems, da'achilna mashma. The words shvur sha'oichelach mean I swear that I will eat. The Gemara offers two explanations. Abaye says, sha'oichel shtei l'shoinis mashma. Sha'oichelach can be interpreted both ways depending on the situation. Hoi misarvim b'y le'achel v'omar achilna achilna b'su shvur sha'oichel. When the host was pressuring him to eat, and he responded, I will eat, and he then made a shvur sha'oichelach, we say de'achilna mashma. Aval amar lo yechilna lo yechilna v'su amar shvur sha'oichel. If he responded, I will not eat, and then made a shvur sha'oichelach, we say de'lo yechilna kama. Rav Ashi says that our Mishnah statement shvur sha'oichelach must be amended to read shvur she'i oichel kama, in which he split the word sha'oichel into two words, she'i oichel, I will not eat. We proceed to the next Mishnah. These were the ways in which shvuas are more stringent than nedarim. The Gemara explains, the above Mishnayos which taught koinim she'ini yashin is not effective, but shvuas she'ini yashin is effective, illustrates chaymer b'shvuas mibenedarim. The Mishnah continues, v'chaymer b'nedarim b'shvuas. And the following are ways in which nedarim are more stringent than shvuas. Ketzad, amar koinim sukkah sh'ani oisa, lulav sh'ani noitel, tefillin sh'ani maniach. When a person makes a nedr, levatel as a mitzvah, a vow to prohibit himself from fulfilling a mitzvah, for example, he makes a nedr from building a sukkah, from shaking the lulav, or from putting on tefillin, b'nedarim aser, b'shvuos mutter. These statements are effective as nedarim when he says, koinim sukkah shani oisa, and he would be prohibited to perform the mitzvah. However, they are not effective as shvuos when he says, shvuos lo isha b'sukkah, and he would be permitted and actually obligated to perform the mitzvah. She'enish bo'in laver ala mitzvahs, because one cannot make a shvua to transgress a mitzvah. The Gemara explains that the pasuk states, ish kiyidur nedr la'ashem, o yishav shvua, lo yachal devar, that even when he makes a nedr la'ashem to prohibit a mitzvah, the nedr is effective in which lo yachal devar, he is prohibited to violate this nedr. However, we do not interpret the pasuk to attach the word la'ashem to the words after it as follows, la'ashem o yishav shvua, Loyachal devarai, that when he makes a shvu l'Hashem, the shvu is effective. Rather, the pasuk teaches ohi shav shvua loyachal devar. Devar loyachal, Aval mechel hu lechavtzei shemayim. Only a shvuah for his personal matters may not be violated. But a shvuah for Hashem's word must be violated, and a shvuah levat lesamitzah is not effective. The reason we interpret the pasuk this way, that Lashem only applies to nedarim, is because of the svara mentioned many times. Neder ister chavtzei, shvuah ister gavra. As the Gemara with the Ran explains, a neder levat lesamitzah is when he says yeshiva sukkah alai. The neder is chal on the sukkah. He asers the sukkah. Therefore, he may not sit in the sukkah because imachin la'adam davar ha'asrulai. The mitzvah cannot compel him to violate his neder. However, a shavuah levatal as a mitzvah is when he says shavuah shle eshe basukkah. A shavuah is chal on the person. He asers himself in the ma'isa yeshiva sukkah from sitting in the sukkah, the mitzvah itself. This shavuah cannot be chal, and he must sit in the sukkah because v'loi chalei menu la'afkiya atzmoi min mitzvasai. He cannot exempt himself from the mitzvah because mushba v'yoymit hu mihar sinai. The Gemara cites a second source for einish boin lavra ala mitzvahs. Because the pasuk states, oy nefesh ki si shava, lahara oy lehetif. A person is liable for a shvuah that restricts or benefits. There's a hekesh, a comparison, of hara to hatava. Ma hatava rishos, just as hatava is a rishos, optional. Af hara rishos, so to hara is a rishos. Yata nishbal vatlas a mitzvah lebitl. This excludes a shvuah to transgress a mitzvah, in which he is not liable for this shvuah because she'en rishus biyadli. He does not have the option to transgress a mitzvah. The Gemara explains that the pasuk of lahara or lehitiv comes to teach lemiftere mikarbon shvuah. He's exempt from being a karbon shvuah, and the pasuk of loyachal devar teaches lemiftere min lav de shvuah. He is not punished with malchus for the isur of shvuah's bitui, violating his shvuah. However, the Ran explains that when one makes a shvuah levatal as a mitzvah, he is punished with malchus for the isur of shvuah shav, making a shvuah in vain since the shvuah was nachal. It's worthwhile to expand our discussion and review several points noted in the Ran and other Rishonim. Regarding the statement yeshiva sukkah alai, since yeshiva sukkah is a davar she'ein bei mamash, the Ran amends it to read koinim sukkah li yeshivas alai. He asers the sukkah for the purpose of sitting in it. However, Tesis says it's not necessary, because since when he said yeshiva sukkah alai, he also mentioned the object, it's not considered a davar she'ein bei mamash, as opposed to koinim she'ani yashan, where he only mentions the act without an object. The Ran makes the following distinction. If someone says koinim sukkah alai, he is allowed to use the sukkah for the mitzvah, because when someone asers an object, he is only forbidden to derive benefit from it. But he's allowed to do something with it which is not beneficial, for example, zerk aliyah, throw it into the ocean. Therefore, in the case of koinim sukkah alai, yeshiv yeshiva shel mitzvah, de mitzvah slav lahanas nenu. However, in the case of our Gemara, where he said koinim sukkah yeshivas alai, he's not allowed to use the sukkah for the mitzvah, because since he mentioned a specific act, it's forbidden even without any benefit. A famous kasha. Why is he forbidden to sit in the sukkah? Asay doich lois asay. The asay of sukkah should override the lois asay of neder. The Rashba answers that neder is both a lois asay v'asay of loyachal devaray and kechal yitz mipiv yase. Therefore, in asay doich lois asay v'asay.